She moved with grace, agility, and just that bit of sex appeal that had Adam Jamieson wishing they were alone, naked, sweaty, and doing every dirty thing that came to his mind. If one of the pups around his mate looked at her the way he was, Adam would have to beat the ever-loving crap out of him. Twice. Bay Milton, no, Jamieson now, and boy did he like the sound of that, planted her feet in the cool grass and fisted her hands at her hips. Her wild scarlet red hair blew in the wind in a disarray of curls that reminded Adam of how she looked when she rode him long through the night, her hair bouncing along with those full breasts of hers. He groaned and shifted his stance, careful not to wake a sleeping, snuggling Micah, who slept strapped into the harness on Adam's chest. Adam knew he must have looked like a completely different person from before, what with his son in a baby harness, the cane he hated using by his side, and his position on the sidelines, rather than in the thick of it. Things had changed. He had changed. At least, he knew he had. He wasn't sure the rest of the pack knew it yet. They still acted cautious around him, afraid to speak to him harshly or contradict him. That would change with time. He just had to show them that he had, in fact, changed.
Okay, you guys, you're here because you're ready to find your positions in the pack. But you don't know how to efficiently control your wolf. Yet.
Bay strode in front of the line of teens who had long since passed the age of their first change, but still lacked the control and discipline needed to be an enforcer in the Redwood pack. Not the enforcer. No, that was Adam's job. One-legged and all. His mate, and love of his life, Bay, had turned out to be one fine enforcer's mate, doing almost everything he had as the enforcer, and because of their bond, she felt the same threats to the pack that he did, just to a lesser extent. It was as if the goddess knew the Redwoods, and Adam, needed another to step in when Adam was healing. After all, having one's leg ripped off by a demon wasn't the easiest thing to get over, if one ever did. Nevertheless, he would heal. He had to. In fact, he'd already begun to, because seeing his mate and child in the hands of the demon, came, had stolen any ounce of stubbornness and pride from him. He'd crawled, broken and bleeding, to the depths of any despair he'd thought he'd had, and failed. It had been Bay, his half-demon mate, who'd saved them all. He watched her move gracefully again, this time showing the young wolves how to roll to duck a punch. Adam held back a groan as she stood up and wiggled her very sweet ass in snug yoga pants. He didn't miss the quick glances of some of the older teens either. Just for fun, and because, hell, he was the enforcer, he let out a growl, marking what was his. The young men froze, ducked their heads, and bared their throats. Maybe if he hadn't been sore as hell from standing on his new prosthetic leg for so long, he would have shown those boys exactly whom they were messing with. But he wasn't in the mood. Plus, he had Micah attached to his chest, and that little one was more important than a pissing contest.
Adam Jamieson,
Bay scolded as she fisted her hands on her hips. Adam smiled and watched her green eyes narrow and glow gold in annoyance. She was a feisty redhead. But his feisty redhead.
"What's wrong, darling?"
he said casually, a grin threatening to break out over his face, something that was sure to scare the pups. He heard a snicker or two from the pups who hadn't been watching his mate's ass, but they shut up quickly at her glare. Then his mate rolled her eyes and tossed her hair behind her shoulders.
"I swear boys never grow up, no matter how hard they try."
The girls in the group laughed at that, and Bay joined them.